வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of May, 1972, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Now, this is the important part of the verse, that man who is on the threshold of death, who can say that I am not on the threshold of death? Is there any man in this universe who can say that I am not on the threshold of death? Can anyone say? Everyone is on the threshold of death. That's a fact. But such questions are made amongst them. Everyone is subject to death and threshold, on the threshold of death. Nobody can say that I shall live for so many years. No guarantee. Everyone is on the threshold of death. Any moment we can die. Therefore it is said, as sure as death. All other things may be not sure, but death is sure. Therefore, before death, manishina, manusheshu manishinam, not ordinary man, manishi. Manishi means thoughtful. They question what is to be done now, before death comes. Shall I die like cats and dogs, or shall I die like human being? This is the question. Cats and dogs dying, nobody cares. But a human being dying, there are so many ceremonies, mourning, because human life is important. So Parikshit Maharaj, although he was on the threshold of death, he was allowed 7 days' time. He was cursed to death, but he was given 7 days' time. You king, you shall die within 7 days, after 7 days, being bitten by a serpent. This was the curse given to him. He accepted. He could counteract it. Parikshit Maharaj was Vaishnava. He was very powerful. But he thought that, yes, I am offended. The Brahmin boy has cursed me. I shall accept it. So he prepared himself for death. For 7 days, he placed himself on the bank of the Ganges without drinking a drop of water, and for 7 days continually he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. That was decided. Harir Namanu Kirtanam. In any circumstances of life, hearing and chanting is prescribed. So, my Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, I have explained to you what is to be done now at the time of death. So we should take example or instruction from the behavior of Parikshit Maharaj that on the threshold of death, everyone is on the threshold of death, but the foolish person, they do not know. Foolish person thinks that I shall live forever. That is foolishness. Ahannani lokani gacchanti jama mandiram sisha sthitam icchanti kimaschajjam mataparam. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Dharmaraj, what is the most wonderful thing within this world? He answered this, ahani ahani lokani gacchanti jama mandiram. Everyone, every moment is going to the Jamaraja's place, the superintendent of death, where a man's life is scrutinizingly studied, what he has done. And I say man, not animal. Animal, they have no such thing, wrong or right, because it is animal. But a human being must have this conscience, right or wrong. Pravritti nivritti. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, pravrittincha nivrittincha navidu asuro jana. Asuro jana, those are demons, they do not know these two things, pravritti and nivritti. What is our duty and what is our not duty? Pravrittincha nivrittincha, that is modern civilization. They do not know. What is our duty to do and what is our duty not to do? They do not know. Neither any education. In this life, what we should do, what we should not do. So, therefore this particular word is mentioned here, manishina. In human society, those who are specifically intelligent, for them, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Krishna je bhaje sevara chotur. Chotur means very intelligent. Without being intelligent, nobody can take to Krishna consciousness. But our propaganda is to educate people to become intelligent. They are foolish. They do not know the value of life. They do not know what is going to happen after death. No, just like I said. Therefore, Upanishad says, Garga Upanishad, etat vidityaja prayati sa brahmana. One who leaves this body after knowing everything, he is Brahman. And etat avidityaja prayati sa kripana. Or anyone who dies without knowing the value of life, he is kripana, miser, crippled-minded, because he could not utilize the opportunity given to him by nature. Such nice, beautiful body, you American boys and girls, nice country, good facilities, no poverty, everything is very nicely given to you. But if in spite of all these facilities, If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, then you are Kripana, miser. Miser means one who has got money, but he cannot utilize it. He is miser. And one who knows how to utilize money. There are many merchants. They get a few thousands of dollars from their father, but due to intelligence, he increases to millions of dollars. That is intelligence. And miser or foolishness is that I get some money from my father, but I spend it for nothing. So this human form of life is specially meant for becoming Brahman. We are therefore creating Brahman. We are not creating Shudras. Shudras are already there. Janmana jayate Shudra. Anyone born is a Shudra. Shudra means who has no knowledge, ignorant. He is called Shudra. Paricharyatmakamkarjam Shudrakarma Svabhavajam. Shudra is not intelligent. He cannot do anything nice, thoughtful, get some work, get some few dollars daily, eat and sleep. That is Shudra. They cannot do anything independently. A Brahman will not accept anyone's service. That is specially forbidden. That a Brahmana, even if he is in difficulty, he should not accept anyone's service like a dog. This specially, this word is used. A dog cannot live without master. A dog, if he has got a good master, is a street dog. He may be killed at any time. He has no protection. Therefore, this very word is used. Shudra means dog. He must have a master, otherwise he cannot live. So there are classes of men, Shudras. No, they must have a protection. Women must have protection. Because they cannot do anything independently. To give them independence means to create some trouble. In the Manusangita, it is clearly said, na striya satantatam arhati. Woman cannot be given independence. No. They must be protected. When they are child up to 12 years, 13 years, say 15, 16 years, not more than, she must be protected by the father. And at the age of 13 to 16 years, she must be married. Find out some boy who can take charge, the second child. And when she is old, the charge is given to the elderly sons. So, woman is protected like that. So, Shudras also should not be given independence. They should be given protection, but no independence. Striya Shudra Tatha Vaishya. In the Bhagavad Gita there is, Striya means woman, Shudra and Vaishya, they are put into the same category. In Bhagavad also, Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Suti Gochara. So, one has to be enlightened. as Shudra can be enlightened under good protection, similarly, a woman can also be enlightened. There is no, I want to say, barricade to enlighten woman. Everyone can be enlightened. Everyone has got the light. But ordinarily, the Shudra and the Vaishyas, they are not to be considered very intelligent. Janmana jayate Shudra. Everyone is born Shudra. Sanskarat bhavet dija. By sanskar, just like we follow, not all of a sudden we accept anyone as Brahman. We give him sanskar, chanting, first of all association. Satang prasangat mava bija sangvida. By good association, by the association of devotees, one can understand automatically what is God, what is Krishna. So, sanskar, sanskar, although the Shudras are not given any sanskar, because those who are in the very lowest stage of life, it is very difficult for them to accept sanskar, reformatory method. But this Krishna consciousness movement, under the direction of Goswamis and Pancharatra system, they are giving the opportunity everyone to become a Brahmin. Because without becoming Brahmin, nobody can understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness. One must be on the platform of goodness. When one is fixed up on the platform of goodness, the other two qualities, namely ignorance and passion, cannot disturb him. Nityanga bhagavata sevaya nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityanga bhagavata sevaya Sinnatam sakata krishna punna savana kirtana ridyantasthya avadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. Ridyantasthya, Krishna is within your heart. If you kindly continue to hear about him as you are doing, then Krishna will be very much pleased. This person is now interested in me. Because nobody is interested in Krishna. So Krishna is all silent to them. But as soon as you become interested, oh, Krishna becomes very active. Oh, he's trying to do something, I shall help him. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Tisham satatujuktanam, Tisham nityabhijuktanam. What is that verse? Tisham satatujuktanam bhajatang pritipurvakam buddhijogam dadamitam. Krishna says. He's silent for the non-devotees, but he speaks to the devotees. That is very natural. If some big man, he talks with men who are intelligent, who is business-like, why he wastes his time talking with some rascals and fools? So Krishna talks, but talks to the devotee. Who are devotee? Satatajuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Those are 24 hours engaged in rendering loving devotional service to the Lord. To such person, Krishna gives intelligence, not others. So, this process of hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, must be continued. That is our life. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. Savanang means hearing. Kirtanang means chanting about Lord Vishnu, not for others. Now I am hearing and chanting about Nixon. And that will not help. Because everyone is busy and newspaper, what Nixon said, what he is doing. Everywhere, the politicians, they have made the minds of general people, general public, that they are very much interested in what the politician says. Every day he sees that he is simply speaking all nonsense. Still, he is interested. Puna puna char vitachar banana. They are called chewing the chewed again and again. Matinna krishne parato satoba mitho vipadita grihabhritana. Nati vidu sath gatin hi Vishnu. Durasayaji bahirathamanina. Andhajathandhairupaniyamanastepishatantra urudhamni badhya. Ishatantra, by the laws of material nature, one who is bound up, tight, hands and legs, we are all. We cannot, I am to say, neglect the laws of nature. If you eat little more, then you have to fast for 3 days. That we actually know. If you expose little to cold, then you have to pay $10 to the doctor. Fine. So, they are so much bound up by the laws of nature, still they are thinking, I am free. I am independent. Where is God? I am God. You see. Such foolish persons, that every moment he is being kicked on his face by the boot of material nature, and still he is saying, I am God, I am independent. So andha, jatha andhai rupaniyamana, just like one blind man is speaking other blind man, please follow me, I shall lead you to the right path. But you are blind yourself. And we are also blind. Where will be their help? But no, they will follow. In our country, Gandhi promised that I shall give you independence in 1 year if you follow me, non-violence, non-combat. People followed, but it took 30 years. But actually that is not independence. So these politicians especially, they mislead us. Not only politicians, the so-called yogis, so-called, so many things. Real leader is Krishna. So if we surrender to Krishna, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja, give up all other occupation, duties, simply just surrender. Aham tvā sarva-pāpibha-mokkhoṣyāmi. Māsuchā. Don't hesitate. Do it. Krishna is personally canvassing. He is so kind. He comes personally. He speaks the whole truth in the Bhagavad Gita. In canvassing, please do it. He again comes as devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is teaching how to surrender to Krishna. There is no difference between Lord Chaitanya's teachings and Krishna's teachings, the same thing. In one form, Krishna is saying that you surrender unto me. And Lord Chaitanya says that you surrender to Krishna. The fact is the same. So we are following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are canvassing, please surrender to Krishna. So our business is not very difficult. If we follow ourselves, if we surrender to Krishna fully and teach others also the same thing, not that something adulteration. No, exactly what Krishna says, then you become spiritual master, guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamar agyay guru haiya taro yai desh. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Under my order, you become spiritual master and deliver the people of your country. And what is that order? That jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply speak what Krishna has said or what is spoken about Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita and so on. So every one of you follow the instruction as you have received, chant 16 downs regularly without fail, and follow the regulative principles and hear about Krishna and preach about Krishna. Every one of you becomes spiritual master. Simple thing. No education required, because we are hearing about Krishna, so we can speak the same thing. What is difficult? If I hear from my spiritual master or from any learned man that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, so if I say by hearing that Krishna is Supreme Personality, so I have got to search out whether Krishna is Personality of Godhead or not. But if I accept the authority, then I speak the real truth. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, sometimes when people say in India, Swamiji, you have done wonderful. And yes, I do not know. I am not a magician. But so far I am confident that I did not adulterate the words of Krishna. That's all. That's my creed. I did not like to take the position of Krishna. I remained servant of Krishna and I spoke what Krishna said. That's all. This is my secret. So everyone can do that. There is nothing magic. The magic will act as soon as you become a pure devotee of Krishna. The magic will be done by Krishna, not by me or you. He will do it. Just like a small child, nobody can hurt him. The father will take care. He does not know. He is simply depending on father, my father, mother, that's all. Krishna says that you surrender to me, I give you protection. He is not a liar. He is not inefficient. He is strong. He is sufficiently opulent. He can do that. So believe in Krishna's word and surrender unto him. And don't spoil this human form of life. Death is sure. Before death, we must prepare to go back to home, back to God. Thank you.